It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's go time. WIP Afternoon Show. Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Ike in the rider hat. What's up?
I put my rider hat back on.
There you go.
Spike. Jackie Baseball. 5 out of 7.
Yeah.
Holla at your boy.
Dare I say back?
Don't do it. You're going to jinx him. Can't say back yet.
What else do they have to do?
They were doing fine when you were saying they're not back.
Yeah.
You got to ride not back.
But I can't help but not ride.
Ooh, pause.
Yeah, there's a big pause. What are you riding over there, buddy?
Man, Bomer. Let's go.
That's yours.
That's mine.
Yeah, we all have our...
I don't think
our own personal. Yes. Okay. All
right. Welcome back.
Welcome back. Boy, am I excited. You know, got here in April with you guys, but here we are in the first day after Labor Day as we open up Eagle season, Phillies playoffs, eventually Sixers, and we're all excited to talk about Miechkov eventually as well.
Ah, Meech.
I am looking forward to an exciting fall. And not only that, first week we get Eagles on Friday night. Mm-hmm. Friday night football? You kidding me?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So Eagles in Brazil, they go tomorrow. Elliott's already there, not arrested yet. Friday night, Eagles and Packers. You know, when we first started really talking about this season around free agency, draft time, training camp, I felt a lot of optimism. Now going into Friday night, I feel like there are a little bit of nerves for this opening game. Scale of 1 to 10, Ike, your confidence in the Eagles going to Brazil, getting a victory Friday night against the Packers. Where does your confidence lie?
Well, I sit at about 7, 7.5 right now. Like, that's where I'm at. Listen, Green Bay's a good football team. How good they are, I think by the end of the season we'll find out. It's weird when you play these teams this early in the season because it could be a good thing that you're catching them before they start rolling. You know, they may be a totally different team. You see them in the second half of the season. You see them in the playoffs. It's a completely different team. So I look at both teams. Green Bay obviously has more of a familiarity coming back with their same coach and staff, although the defensive coordinator has changed. I can't remember, though. Was he hired from within, or did he come from a different staff completely?
I think he came from somewhere else. I think he's a college coach.
So that could be a little bit of an adjustment period for them. But LaFleur runs the offense for them over there. He's been working with Jordan Love for 4 years now. You feel like their offense is going to be good. I think from the Eagles' viewpoint, they are the more talented team offensively. I can't necessarily say that defensively. This team will be much different in 8 weeks defensively than they are right now. But I feel good about the game because I feel good about Jalen Hurts at the quarterback position. I take Jalen Hurts over Jordan Love. So I know Jordan Love had a fantastic second half of the season. I hope that continues. I know Jalen Hurts did not have a great second half of the season. But I also know what I've watched from him, and I'm excited to see him in this offense. So neutral ground, all things being considered, I'll give the Eagles just a slight advantage over the Packers, and I'll say I'm at about a 7, 7.5 with this game. Would I be surprised if Green Bay won? No, I would not be surprised. I would not be surprised. I don't expect a blowout in this game. I expect this to be somewhere around a 3 to 4 point game, really.
215-592-9494.
Take the over.
What is your confidence level in the Eagles on Friday night? I'm feeling a little bit of nerves. And maybe I'm feeling that because I'm officially a nervous Nelly about Friday night. Mm. around draft and free agency time, I was very nervous about the Eagles, especially with how they finished last year. I had a lot undecided. Didn't feel good to me at all. So I was officially nervous, Nelly, then. Then we got to camp, and there were all these sort of good vibes, and my confidence level rose. But then, in recent weeks, defense questions, offensive line questions, new coordinators, all this stuff has seeped into my brain. And the closer we get to the game, the more nervous about the game I become. Now, I'm not like a 2 on nervous. If 10 is ultimately confident and 1 is a big barrel of nerves, I think I'm probably around a 4 on the confidence scale for Friday night. But, and part of this too, is that I follow the Eagles every day. So I know every single one of their warts, and I don't follow the Packers every day. So I don't know any of those. So to me, the Packers are only upside and the Eagles are only nerves. That said, I'm pretty nervous about Friday night. I'm actually pretty nervous about the first 6 to 8 games on the schedule in general. I think my optimistic view of the Eagles is they have a better second half than they do the first half. Everything falls into place. They learn each other. The defense settles in. The players learn the coordinators, all that kind of stuff. But for Friday night, I am nervous. I would put my confidence level at a 4 on a scale of 1 to 10. Jack, where are you at?
Well, I'm not expecting a win.
Okay.
I hope they win.
Okay.
And I think if they played in the preseason, I would feel better about them, frankly. Like, I've been on that for a while. Like, I think that stuff matters when you're coming off of last year and you're trying to implement 2 new systems at the same time. Defensively, they played. That's fine. I don't know about the talent on that side of the ball. But offensively, I don't expect them to look like a well-oiled machine on Friday. And that's what worries me, because I think it's going to be a shootout.
Well, nobody's going to look like a well-oiled machine this weekend. I guarantee that.
No, probably not. I mean, not only is the first game of the year, but the fact that it's in Brazil, and they're probably just walk-through stuff on, because they get there on Wednesday.
Oh, yeah, I would imagine Thursday is nothing. Yes.
Yeah. So the last practice will be today, right? Yep. The last real practice will be today. Yeah, mm-hmm. I'm officially nervous about all these things. I'm actually curious at the end of the day which one of these things that I'm unsure about ends up being. One of them, I'm sure, will end up being a strength, whether it's offensive line, whether it's edge, whether it's the linebackers and defensive secondary, honestly, whether it's the coordinator thing. And by the way, this is a new thing all for the head coach as well. It's 2 new coordinators for the head coach to get. We talk about players all the time, but the working relationship between Sirianni and the coordinators is new as well. Mm-hmm. This is a lot to figure out.
Well,
figure out in a weird situation for the first game.
Well, as long as Nick has embraced his role, I'm not worried as much about him on the sideline. He's been in a coaching situation as the head coach where he had very little to do on the defensive side of the ball. When Jonathan Gannon was here, Jonathan Gannon ran the defense. Nick Sirianni didn't have a whole lot to say about that side of the football. And with Shane Steichen being here, although he and Shane sort of worked together and Shane could sort of tolerate coaches' interference at times and sort of his influence on the offense because they had that working history. I think Nick Sirianni understands, or I'm hoping he understands exactly where he's at right now as a coach and how this thing is teetering. And if they don't get off to a good start, how things will tighten up around here, let alone you being the reason by interfering as to why they aren't off to a good start. He may not finish the season if that's the issue. So embracing his role and not being a detriment on that side of the ball, while he may have some nail-biting times and he may look a little weird over there because he doesn't know what to do with himself, what he's not going to do is interfere with the process of Jalen Hurts and Kellen Moore running that offense and calling plays. That's what he's not going to do.
215-592-9494. Are you more nervous or more confident going into Friday night's game with the Eagles and the Packers? You know, it's actually, from a Sirianni perspective, it's less about knowing what he shouldn't do, which, because I think in general he understands the negative touch points from last year, the way he acted on the sidelines, getting to him, all those things. I think for me, and this is sort of probably a deeper question, is him knowing exactly what that role is now. Because I think on some level, his personal value as a coach or his personal identity was, I'm a fiery guy, this is what I do. Uh-huh. I'm an offensive guy, this is what I do. And then all of a sudden, when you're presented with, well, maybe you shouldn't be that fiery, and maybe the offense is not something that you should be involved in every day. It's more about trying to figure out, okay, well, what exactly is my day-to-day role? I think grand plan, he understands, but even just trying to figure out, okay, is this a point where I should get involved or should I not get involved?
Well, he better figure it out.
Yeah.
I mean, it'd be a great book for him to write one day. All I'm saying is I don't see him being a detriment on that side because he has higher people to answer to if that's the case.
Yeah, well, he has to be not just not a detriment. He has to be a plus, you know? And especially,
well, be a plus,
especially
but sometimes being a plus is
staying out.
Not trying to. See, the problem is when people want credit for the team's success, that's when you start trying to put your fingers in on and let me do this, let me do that, because, oh, this person may be getting too much credit. The team looks great, and I'm not getting the credit for it. That's where you got to swallow your pride and check your ego. We ask players to do that all the time, to be selfless and be a part of a team. So he has to take his own advice.
By the way, as Don Draper once said on Mad Men, and then David Yagaroff, our boss, said to me here, oh, you want credit? Well, that's what the money's for. So
hey, there you go. That's a great line.
He was like, does your paycheck clear
every
2 weeks?
Yeah, exactly.
We're giving you credit. That's your credit.
Yep.
215-592-9494. We are, now it's not officially fall, but it's you know, unofficially fall now that we're past Labor Day, which means winter is coming, which means that your drafty windows are going to be exposed. Do not let them be exposed. Go Guida. Call Guida Door & Window, and they've got a special for you. Buy one, get one half off. So for every door window you buy, the second one you get at 50% off. And you can mix and match these things. So if you buy an entry door, you can get half off a storm door. You buy a patio door, get half off a window. And if you replace everything in your house, everything, you get 50% off half your project. So the more you end up needing, the more you end up getting. And they're going to make it easier for you to afford your project. No money down. Interest-free financing up to 18 months. Act now. Offer is good for a limited time only. Restrictions apply. For free, full details, call Guida today to schedule a free, no obligation in-home estimate at 877-GO-GUIDA or visit them at goguida.com. That's goguida.com. Kicking us off, the one and only Big Aaron in West Philly. Big A, you're on WIP.
Man, I had to call early because y'all getting on my nerves early. Y'all usually take a long time to get on my nerves.
The last time you called in, all you said was how funny everybody was. Now we're on your nerves?
It was funny. Now y'all get on my nerves. Because I'm scared.
This is really...
Listen. Let me ask you a question.
Yes, sir.
Green Bay got a new defensive coordinator just coming from college.
Yep.
And y'all act like, you know, they got some... That Eagles offense going to eat him alive. And you're not worried about the offense, good Kellen Moore, but you ain't saying nothing but the Green Bay. You ain't talking about the Green Bay's defensive coordinator out your mouth yet.
Well, I don't know who the hell he is. It's not my job to know anything about the Green Bay defensive coordinator.
Well, that's good then. You don't know who he is, so evidently he ain't that good.
Well, okay, so you're confident in this Eagles offense that you have not seen play one play?
Yes, because of the talent on the team.
Well, we've had talented teams before. We had a talented team last year. This wasn't the talented team last year. There's plenty of teams that have talent that end up not being good.
Didn't they start off 10-1 as a talented team?
Oh, well, what happened the second half of the year?
So,
same talent,
well,
right?
No, you asked me about the beginning of the year, and I said they started off great at the beginning of the year, right?
All right.
Yeah, they start off good.
I'm just saying talent.
You got to have the same energy because it's a defensive coordinator. That's a rookie defensive coordinator.
Okay.
I mean, what are you going to do with A.J. Brown? What, they going to double A.J.? What they going to do, leave Devontae? I mean, put a safety on? All this stuff going to start mixing up. So it's no reason to be scared. Now, why are you scared? Because you're a Sixers fan first. You know why Jack is scared? And because he's a Philly stand first.
Right.
And y'all always think something's like, and Ike's the only one.
Usually.
Just another day.
You know what I mean? Ike's the only one that they're going to beat him right now.
Yep.
I hope they beat him. That's Jack. I hope so.
I do hope, but I'm not expecting them to.
Beat him. Why don't you expect them? All right, Jack, tell me why you don't expect them.
Because I don't know if this offense can stop you right now, or defense can stop you right now, Big A. Jordan Love's a real quarterback.
Oh, see, there you go. Don't mess with me. They got a real quarterback. They got Hurts. He's the quarterback.
No, he's saying that he doesn't know if the Eagles' defense.
Yeah, he's worried about the Eagles' defense.
The Eagles' defense. Jordan Love's a real quarterback.
Okay, so that's the same thing on the other side. that's the same thing on the other side. Mm-hmm. I don't know what the defense is going to do. Here's one thing I want them to do.
Yeah.
When they flip that coin, if they win it, I want the offense to go out first. I don't want the defense to go out first.
You know, did we? I feel like we did that in one of the preseason games. Did we elect to receive? I think in one. I think I saw that a couple of times during the preseason.
They'll do it in the preseason because the outcome doesn't matter.
They better do it in the regular season.
Would you consider
to go down 7-0?
All right,
I need to go down 7-0.
Big Mr. Confident, Big Aaron, not scared of anything.
Don't be like. You know, I wanted the sweep, but I didn't get the sweep.
Well, we got close to it.
You know what I mean?
Three and one. Three out of four is good. Yeah.
So what are they going to do for the next game, Jack? What are they going to do? The 5-2?
No, don't ask Jack. Ask me. I'm the baseball guy on the show.
Over the next six games, they just need to go
4-2.
I would take that.
Yeah, I'll take 4-2 over the next six.
All right,
take 5-1.
All right. 5-1. Yeah, that's it. Hold them accountable, Big A. Hold them accountable. Appreciate the call. So the receiving thing, do you think they would consider doing that? I forget when that happened. It must have been 15 years ago when all the teams decided we're going
to start getting the ball. Yeah.
Would you consider receiving on Friday night if the Eagles win the toss?
Of course I would.
Yeah.
Of course I would.
Do you think they would consider it?
No.
No.
They never do.
Right.
Nick Sirianni, he defers every time they win the toss.
Yeah. It must be that some numbers thing that assumes.
Well, yeah, they're trying to do the whole get the ball right before the half and then get it coming right out of the half.
The football 2-for-1.
Yes.
Yeah, the football 2-for-1.
Yes.
215-592-9494. Are you more nervous or more worried about Friday night?
I'm nervous. I mean,
nervous or confident?
Yeah, so. Don't be nervous.
No, nervous Nelly. Well, Eagles nervous Nelly.
Well, here's the thing I would ask. Your nervousness derives from where? Is it the Eagles aren't good enough, or you believe the Packers are just that good?
No. You know what I'm saying?
There's a difference. There's one where you don't believe your team is that good, and there's another where you believe the other team is just that much better.
No, I think it is fair to say that the Eagles and Packers are pretty equally matched in terms of team and talent and those sorts of things. I think it's really all of the change and all of the questions. And I said, it might be because I'm so close to the Eagles thing and I'm not that close
to
the Packers.
That's absolutely what it is. That's what it is for everybody. I listen to this station all day long and all these hosts that are so concerned. It's because you pay attention to every nook and cranny of the Eagles. You don't do that with the other teams. You just take face value or you take what's being said nationally and everything's great with those teams. But with the Eagles, we pick apart everything and sometimes we're too close to the situation to actually see it for what it is. And I look at this Green Bay Packer team, and again, great year last year, second half of the season. But let me see what they did. They added Josh Jacobs, who may have been on his last leg in Vegas last year. He's their leading guy this year in the backfield.
Okay.
Josh Jacobs, right? Receiving wise, you know, all the receivers they have coming back, none of them had over 800 yards last year. So it's not like they have some dynamic wide receiver over there. Their best wide receiver was a guy out of Michigan State, I believe they took in the fourth or fifth round, Jaden Reed. He might have been their best receiver with 793 yards. Right? So I'm just saying, when I look at the Packers, I'm not looking at a team that sort of blows me away by looking at them.
Sure.
Yes, Jordan Love had a nice second half of the season. Let's see if he can do it again.
Let's see if he can do it again.
Because I don't see players on their offensive side of the ball where you're like, oh my God, how are we going to stop that guy?
I think I am going to take an unhealthy number of conclusions from Friday night's game.
Okay.
Like if the Eagles end up looking great on Friday night and winning by 2 touchdowns, I will swing very far one way. But I'm also worried that every little thing that I'm worried about comes to fruition on Friday night and I'm like a doomsday guy on Saturday. 215-592-9494. Bruce, you're on WIP.
All right. Good afternoon, gentlemen. How are we doing today?
What up, Bruce?
I know it's been a minute. You know, my work schedule's changed around. It makes it more difficult for me to dial into the show, but thanks.
I don't care.
No, that's
cold-blooded, man.
Jack hits you with the I don't care.
Love you, Bruce. Just kidding.
It's all good.
All right.
But look, I actually am more nervous, and here's the reason why. Not about the offense.
Okay.
It's really just about the defense. Now, you did bring up one good point. What you said earlier about the defense, people are making a big deal about it, about the Eagles, and they get more into the details. And sometimes as fans, you know, we tend to take some of that in, and that is a factor probably in the nervousness. But I, at least for me, so my thing is, it's not just the – I have confidence in the coordinator.
Kellen Moore.
We're gonna have some better play out of the defense. Mm-hmm. But I just there's just so many unknowns with the players.
What's unknown, Bruce? What's unknown?
I just haven't seen because they haven't really played that much in the preseason. You understand?
Well, even if they played every snap, it's still the preseason. Nobody cares about them playing in the preseason.
Yeah. No. I got that, but I think that's what it is for me. Now, but here's the thing for mm-hmm. me, and this is one thing that's not really talked about enough.
Yeah.
The key thing is if they can stop the run, they're going to have success. And nobody really they can't, you know, the pass rush. I don't worry about the pass.
Well, because it's a passing league.
Exactly, but Green Bay, we're just talking about Green Bay.
Yeah,
they like their offense is based is predicated off the run. So if they're successful mm-hmm. at stopping the run, they will be okay. But if they're not, then it's going to be more of a struggle on the defensive side. And that's the only thing that I'm
all right.
For.
Well, listen, I'm glad you're back to calling the show. Keep yes. listening to the show. You know I don't do this nervous Nelly nonsense stuff
on a Tuesday. Right.
So get it together so that when you call back Friday, you're on the right side of this thing, all right?
Got it.
All right.
That is Ike's one goal, is to get everyone.
Yeah, I don't have time for this. Yeah, we're not gonna spend all week being scared.
Are you gonna talk yourself from a 7 in confidence all the way up to a 9.5 by Friday?
Well, Friday is a 10.
A 10. Friday. Is that how this works?
Yeah, it's game day.
Okay.
Early week, we're real.
Yeah.
Friday, we got a ball game to win, Spike.
Exactly.
All right, well, I'm learning the lay of the land around here. All right, how confident are you? Scale of 1 to 10, with 1 being most nervous, 10 being most confident. I'm at a 4, Ike's at a 7, and growing. Give me a number, Jack.
I'm a 5. I'll be right in the middle. I'll be 5.
Oh,
five.
You're right in the middle.
Yeah. That's what we do,
such
baby.
Such a fence rider, man. Yeah,
he always is.
Yep.
That's what he's riding. You're riding the Bomer. He's riding the fence.
Yeah, that's right. Always down the middle.
Yeah. 215-592-9494. Coming up next, ESPN has a little computer program. And
dude,
and
shove your computer.
I'm
who
sick
cares?
Of ESPN, too.
Well, it's called... I'm trying to do this tease here.
I'm just saying.
There's
never anything good that comes out of them.
Play the Doug clip, at least, instead of give me...
What?
No,
what?
The wrong thing.
Damn.
Oh, man. I don't care.
You ruined it.
Listen, you take your little analytics.
All right. Well, they ran this season, and I think like 20,000 times. And what we ended up with, the Eagles wins, chances of making the playoffs, chances of winning the division, chance of winning the Super Bowl. We will give you all those numbers next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's go time! WIP Afternoon Show, Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Ike in the rider hat. What's up?
Put my rider hat back on.
There you go.
Spike, Jackie Baseball, 5 out of 7.
Yeah.
Holla at your boy.
Dare I say back?
Don't do it. You're going to jinx them. Can't say back yet.
What else do they have to do?
They were doing fine when you were saying they're not back.
Yeah.
You got to ride not back.
But I can't help but not ride.
Ooh, pause.
Yeah, there's a big pause. What are you riding over there, buddy?
Man, Bomer. Let's go.
That's yours.
That's mine.
Yeah,
that's
all right. Have our
I don't think
of our own personal. Yes. Okay. All
right. Welcome back.
Welcome back. Boy, am I excited. You know, got here in April with you guys, but here we are in the first day after Labor Day as we open up Eagle season, Phillies playoffs, eventually Sixers, and we're all excited to talk about Miechkov eventually as well.
Ah, Meech.
I am looking forward to an exciting fall. And not only that, first week we get Eagles on Friday night. Mm-hmm. Friday night football? You kidding me?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, Eagles in Brazil, they go tomorrow. Elliott's already there, not arrested yet. Friday night, Eagles and Packers. You know, when we first started really talking about this season around free agency, draft time, training camp, I felt a lot of optimism. Now going into Friday night, I feel like there are a little bit of nerves for this opening game. Scale of 1 to 10, Ike, your confidence in the Eagles going to Brazil, getting a victory Friday night against the Packers. Where does your confidence lie?
Well, I sit at about 7, 7.5 right now. Like, that's where I'm at. Listen, Green Bay's a good football team. How good they are, I think by the end of the season we'll find out. It's weird when you play these teams this early in the season because it could be a good thing that you're catching them before they start rolling. You know, they may be a totally different team. You see them in the second half of the season. You see them in the playoffs. It's a completely different team. So I look at both teams. Green Bay obviously has more of a familiarity coming back with their same coach and staff, although the defensive coordinator has changed. I can't remember, though. Was he hired from within, or did he come from a different staff completely?
I think he came from somewhere else. I think he's a college coach.
So that could be a little bit of an adjustment period for them. But LaFleur runs the offense for them over there. He's been working with Jordan Love for 4 years now. So you feel like their offense is going to be good. I think, from the Eagles' viewpoint, they are the more talented team offensively. I can't necessarily say that defensively. This team will be much different in 8 weeks defensively than they are right now. But I feel good about the game because I feel good about Jalen Hurts at the quarterback position. I take Jalen Hurts over Jordan Love. So I know Jordan Love had a fantastic second half of the season. I hope that continues. I know Jalen Hurts did not have a great second half of the season, but I also know what I've watched from him, and I'm excited to see him in this offense. So neutral ground, all things being considered, I'll give the Eagles just a slight advantage over the Packers, and I'll say I'm at about a 7, 7.5 with this game. Would I be surprised if Green Bay won? No, I would not be surprised. I would not be surprised. I don't expect a blowout in this game. I expect this to be somewhere around a 3 to 4 point game, really.
215-592-9494.
Take the over.
What is your confidence level in the Eagles on Friday night? I'm feeling a little bit of nerves. And maybe I'm feeling that because I'm officially a nervous Nelly about Friday night. Mm. Around draft and free agency time, I was very nervous about the Eagles, especially with how they finished last year. A lot undecided. Didn't feel good to me at all. So I was officially nervous Nelly then. Then we got to camp, and there were all these sort of good vibes. And my confidence level rose. But then, in recent weeks, defense questions, offensive line questions, new coordinators, all this stuff has seeped into my brain. And the closer we get to the game, the more nervous about the game I become. Now, I'm not like a 2 on nervous. If 10 is ultimately confident and 1 is a big barrel of nerves, I think I'm probably around a 4 on the confidence scale for Friday night. But and part of this, too, is that I follow the Eagles every day. So I know every single one of their warts. And I don't follow the Packers every day. So I don't know any of those. So to me, the Packers are only upside and the Eagles are only nerves. That said, I'm pretty nervous about Friday night. I'm actually pretty nervous about the first 6 to 8 games on the schedule in general. I think My optimistic view of the Eagles is they have a better second half than they do the first half. Everything falls into place. They learn each other. The defense settles in. The players learn, the coordinators, all that kind of stuff. But for Friday night, I am nervous. I would put my confidence level at a 4 on a scale of 1 to 10. Jack, where are you at?
Well, I'm not expecting a win.
Okay.
I hope they win.
Okay.
And I think if they played in the preseason, I would feel better about them, frankly. Like, I've been on that for a while. Like, I think that stuff matters when you're coming off of last year and you're trying to implement 2 new systems at the same time. Defensively, they played. That's fine. I don't know about the talent on that side of the ball. But offensively, like, I don't expect them to look like a well-oiled machine on Friday. And that's what worries me, because I think it's going to be a shootout.
Well, nobody's going to look like a well-oiled machine this weekend. I guarantee that.
No, probably not. I mean, not only is the first game of the year, but the fact that they're in Brazil and that they're probably, it's probably just walkthrough stuff on, because they get there on Wednesday.
Oh, yeah. I would imagine Thursday is nothing. Yes.
So the last practice will be today, right? Yep. The last real practice will be today. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm officially nervous about all these things. I'm actually curious at the end of the day, which one of these things that I'm unsure about ends up being. One of them, I'm sure, will end up being a strength, whether it's offensive line, whether it's edge, whether it's the linebackers and defensive secondary, honestly, whether it's the coordinator thing. And by the way, this is a new thing all for the head coach as well. It's 2 new coordinators for the head coach to get. We talk about players all the time, but the working relationship between Sirianni and the coordinators is new as well. Mm-hmm. This is a lot to figure out. Well, a lot to figure out in a weird situation for the first game.
Well, as long as Nick has embraced his role, I'm not worried as much about him on the sideline. He's been in a coaching situation as the head coach where he had very little to do on the defensive side of the ball. When Jonathan Gannon was here, Jonathan Gannon ran the defense. Nick Sirianni didn't have a whole lot to say about that side of the football. And with Shane Steichen being here, although he and Shane sort of worked together and Shane could sort of tolerate coaches' interference at times and sort of his influence on the offense because they had that working history. I think Nick Sirianni understands, or I'm hoping he understands exactly where he's at right now as a coach and how this thing is teetering. And if they don't get off to a good start, how things will tighten up around here, let alone you being the reason by interfering as to why they aren't off to a good start. He may not finish the season if that's the issue. So embracing his role and not being a detriment on that side of the ball, while he may have some nail-biting times and he may look a little weird over there because he doesn't know what to do with himself, what he's not going to do is interfere with the process of Jalen Hurts and Kellen Moore running that offense and calling plays. That's what he's not going to do.
215-592-9494. Are you more nervous or more confident going into Friday night's game with the Eagles and the Packers? You know, it's actually, from a Sirianni perspective, it's less about knowing what he shouldn't do, which, because I think in general he understands the negative touch points from last year, the way he acted on the sidelines, getting to him, all those things. I think for me, and this is sort of probably a deeper question, is him knowing exactly what that role is now. Because I think on some level, his personal value as a coach or his personal identity was, I'm a fiery guy, this is what I do. Mm-hmm. I'm an offensive guy, this is what I do. And then all of a sudden, when you're presented with, well, maybe you shouldn't be that fiery, and maybe the offense is not something that you should be involved in every day. It's more about trying to figure out, okay, well, what exactly is my day-to-day role? I think grand plan, he understands, but even just trying to figure out, okay, is this a point where I should get involved or should I not get involved?
Well, he better figure it out.
Yeah.
I mean, it'd be a great book for him to write one day. All I'm saying is, I don't see him being a detriment on that side because he has higher people to answer to if that's the case.
Yeah, well, he has to be not just not a detriment. He has to be a plus, you know, and especially.
Well, be a plus,
especially,
but sometimes being a plus is
staying out.
Not trying to. See, the problem is when people want credit for the team's success. That's when you start trying to put your fingers in on and let me do this, let me do that, because, oh, this person may be getting too much credit. The team looks great, and I'm not getting the credit for it. That's where you got to swallow your pride and check your ego. We ask players to do that all the time, to be selfless and be a part of a team. So he has to take his own advice.
By the way, as Don Don Draper once said on Mad Men, and then David Yagaroff, our boss, said to me here, oh, you want credit? Well, that's what the money's for. So
hey, there you go. Yeah, that's a great line.
He was like, does your paycheck clear
your paycheck,
every 2 weeks?
Yeah, exactly.
We're giving you credit. That's your credit.
Yep.
215-592-9494. We are, now it's not officially fall, but it's you know, unofficially fall now that we're past Labor Day, which means winter is coming, which means that your drafty windows are going to be exposed. Do not let them be exposed. Go Guida. Call Guida Door & Window, and they've got a special for you. Buy one, get one half off. So for every door or window you buy, the second one you get at 50% off. And you can mix and match these things. So if you buy an entry door, you can get half off a storm door. You buy a patio door, get half off a window. And if you replace everything in your house, everything, you get 50% off half your project. So the more you end up needing, the more you end up getting. And they're going to make it easier for you to afford your project. No money down. Interest-free financing up to 18 months. Act now. Offer is good for a limited time only. Restrictions apply. For free, full details, call Guida today to schedule a free, no obligation in-home estimate at 877-GO-GUIDA or visit them at goguida.com. That's goguida.com. Kicking us off, the one and only Big Aaron in West Philly. Big A, you're on WIP.
Man, I had to call early because y'all getting on my nerves early. Y'all usually take a long time to get on my nerves.
The last time you called in, all you said was how funny everybody was. Now we're on your nerves?
It was funny. Now y'all get on my nerves. Because I'm scared.
This is really...
Listen. Let me ask you a question.
Yes, sir.
Green Bay got a new defensive coordinator just coming from college.
Yep.
And y'all act like, you know, they got some... That Eagles offense going to eat him alive. And you know, I'm worried about the offense getting Kellen Moore, but you ain't saying nothing but the Green Bay. You ain't talking about the Green Bay's defensive coordinator out your mouth yet.
Well, I don't know who the hell he is. It's not my job to know anything about the Green Bay defensive coordinator.
Well, that's good then. You don't know who he is, so evidently he ain't that good.
Well, okay, so you're confident in this Eagles offense that you have not seen play one play.
Yes, because of the talent on the team.
Well, we've had talented teams before. We had a talented team last year. This wasn't the talented team last year. There's plenty of teams that have talent that end up not being good.
Didn't they start off 10-1 as a talented team?
Oh, well, what happened the second half of the year?
So,
same talent,
well,
right?
No, you asked me about the beginning of the year, and I said they started off great at the beginning of the year, right?
All right.
Yeah, they start off good.
I'm just saying talent.
You got to have the same energy because it's a defensive coordinator. That's a rookie defensive coordinator.
Okay.
I mean, what are you going to do with A.J. Brown? What, they going to double A.J.? What they going to do, leave Devontae? I mean, put the safety on? All this stuff going to start mixing up. So it's no reason to be scared. Now, why are you scared? Because you're a Sixers fan first. You know why Jack is scared? And because he's a Philly stand first.
Right.
And y'all always think something's like, and Ike's the only one.
Usually.
Just another day.
You know what I mean? Ike's the only one that they're going to beat him right now.
Yep.
I hope they beat him. That's Jack. I hope so.
I do hope, but I'm not expecting them to.
Why don't you expect them? All right, Jack, tell me why you don't expect them.
Because I don't know if this offense can stop you right now, or defense can stop you right now, Big A. Jordan Love's a real quarterback.
Oh, see, there you go. Don't mess with me. They got a real quarterback. They got Hurts. He's the quarterback.
No, he's saying that he doesn't know if the Eagles' defense.
Yeah, he's worried about the Eagles' defense.
The Eagles' defense. Jordan Love's a real quarterback.
Okay, so that's the same thing on the other side. Mm-hmm. I don't know what the defense is going to do. Here's one thing I want them to do.
Yeah.
When they flip that coin, if they win it, I want the offense to go out first. I don't want the defense to go out first.
You know, did we? I feel like we did that in one of the preseason games. Did we elect to receive? I think in one. I think I saw that a couple of times during the preseason.
They'll do it in the preseason because the outcome doesn't matter.
They better do it in the regular season.
Would you consider
it?
Go down 7-0.
All right,
I don't need to go down 7-0.
Big Mr. Confident, Big Aaron, not scared of anything.
Don't be like. You know, I wanted the sweep, but I didn't get the sweep.
We got close to it.
You know what I mean?
Three and one. Three out of four is good. Yeah.
So what they going to do for the next game, Jack? What they going to do? 5-2?
No, don't ask Jack. Ask me. I'm the baseball guy on the show.
Over these next six games, they just need to go
4-2.
I would take that.
Yeah, I'll take 4-2 over the next six.
All right.
Take 5-1.
All right. 5-1. Yeah, that's it. Hold him accountable, Big A. Hold him accountable. Appreciate the call. So the receiving thing, do you think they would consider doing that? I forget when that happened. It must have been 15 years ago when all the teams decided we're going
to start getting the ball, yeah.
Would you consider receiving on Friday night if the Eagles win the toss?
Of course I would.
Yeah?
Of course I would.
Do you think they would consider it?
No.
No.
They never do.
Right.
Nick Sirianni, he defers every time they win the toss.
Yeah, it must be that some numbers thing that assumes.
Well, yeah, they're trying to do the whole get the ball right before the half and then get it coming right out of
the
half.
The football 2-for-1.
Yes.
Yeah, the football
yes,
2-for-1.
Yes, 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 yes.
215-592-9494. Are you more nervous or more worried about Friday night?
I'm nervous. I mean,
nervous or confident?
Yeah, so. Don't be nervous. Don't be nervous.
Nervous Nelly. Well, Eagles nervous Nelly.
Well, here's the thing I would ask. Your nervousness derives from where? Is it the Eagles aren't good enough, or you believe the Packers are just that good?
No.
What I'm saying? There's a difference. There's one where you don't believe your team is that good, and there's another where you believe the other team is just that much better.
No, I think it is fair to say that the Eagles and Packers are pretty equally matched in terms of team and talent and those sorts of things. I think it's really all of the change and all of the questions. And I said, it might be because I'm so close to the Eagles thing and I'm not that close
to
the Packers.
That's absolutely what it is. That's it is for everybody. I listen to this station all day long and all these hosts that are so concerned. It's because you pay attention to every nook and cranny of the Eagles. You don't do that with the other teams. You just take face value or you take what's being said nationally and everything's great with those teams. But with the Eagles, we pick apart everything and sometimes we're too close to the situation to actually see it for what it is. And I look at this Green Bay Packer team, and again, great year last year, second half of the season. But let me see what they did. They added Josh Jacobs, who may have been on his last leg in Vegas last year. He's their leading guy this year in the backfield.
Okay.
Josh Jacobs, right? Receiving wise, you know, all the receivers they have coming back, none of them had over 800 yards last year. So it's not like they have some dynamic wide receiver over there. Their best wide receiver was a guy out of Michigan State, I believe they took in the fourth or fifth round, Jaden Reed. He might have been their best receiver with 793 yards. Right? So I'm just saying, when I look at the Packers, I'm not looking at a team that sort of blows me away by looking at them.
Sure.
Yes, Jordan Love had a nice second half of the season. Let's see if he can do it again.
Let's see
if he can do it again. Because I don't see players on their offensive side of the ball where you're like, oh, my God, how are we going to stop that guy?
I think I am going to take an unhealthy number of conclusions from Friday night's game.
Okay.
Like if the Eagles end up looking great on Friday night and winning by 2 touchdowns, I will swing very far one way. But I'm also worried that every little thing that I'm worried about comes to fruition on Friday night and I'm like a doomsday guy on Saturday. 215-592-9494. Bruce, you're on WIP.
All right. Good afternoon. Good afternoon, gentlemen. How are we doing today?
What up, Bruce?
What up, Bruce?
I know it's been a minute. You know, my work schedule's changed around. It makes it more difficult for me to dial into the show, but thanks.
I don't care.
That's cold-blooded, man.
Jack hits you with the I don't care.
Love you, Bruce. Just kidding.
It's all good.
All right.
But look, I actually am more nervous, and here's the reason why. Not about the offense.
Okay.
It's really just about the defense. Now, you did bring up one good point. What you said earlier about the defense. People are making a big deal about it, about the Eagles, and they get more into the details. And sometimes as fans, you know, we tend to take some of that in, and that is a factor probably in the nervousness. But I, at least for me, so my thing is, it's not just the – I have confidence in the coordinator.
Kellen Moore.
We're gonna have some better play out of the defense. Mm-hmm. But there's so many unknowns with the players.
What's unknown, Bruce? What's unknown?
I just haven't seen because they haven't really played that much in the preseason. You understand?
Well, even if they played every snap, it's still the preseason. Nobody cares about them playing in the preseason.
Yeah. No. I got that, but I think that's what it is for me. Now, but here's the thing for me. And this is one thing that's not really talked about enough.
Yeah.
Is Now, if they, the key thing is if they can stop the run, they're going to have success. And nobody really they can't, you know, the pass rush. I don't worry about the pass.
Well, because it's a passing league.
Exactly, but Green Bay, we're just talking about Green Bay.
Yeah,
they like their offense is based is predicated off the run. So if they're successful at stopping the run, they will be okay. But if they're not, then it's going to be a more of a struggle on the defensive side. And that's the only thing that I'm
all right. Well, listen, I'm glad you're back to calling the show. Keep listening to the show. You know I don't do this nervous Nelly nonsense stuff
on a Tuesday.
So get it together. Get it together so that when you call back Friday, you're on the right side of this thing, all right?
Got it.
All right.
That is Ike's one goal, is to get everyone.
Yeah, I don't have time for this. Yeah, we're not gonna spend all week being scared.
Are you going to talk yourself from a 7 in confidence all the way up to a 9.5 by Friday?
Well, Friday is a 10.
A 10. Is that how this works?
Yeah, it's game day.
Okay.
Early week, we're real.
Yeah.
Friday, we got a ball game to win, Spike.
Exactly.
All right, well, I'm learning the lay of the land around here. All right, how confident are you? Scale of 1 to 10, with 1 being most nervous, 10 being most confident. I'm at a 4, Ike's at a 7, and growing. Give me a number, Jack.
I'm a 5. I'll be right in the middle. I'll be 5.
Oh,
five.
You're right in the middle.
Yeah. That's what we do,
such
baby.
Such a fence rider, man. Yeah,
he always is.
Yep.
That's what he's riding. You're riding the Bomer. He's riding the fence.
Yeah, that's right. Always down the middle.
Yeah. 215-592-9494. Coming up next, ESPN has a little computer program.
Dude, shove your computer.
I'm sick of ESPN, too.
Well, it's called... I'm trying to do this tease here.
I'm just saying.
There's
never anything good that comes out of them.
Play the Doug clip, at least, instead of giving...
What?
No,
what?
I don't care.
You ruined it. You ruined it.
Listen, you take your little analytics.
All right. Well, they ran this season, and I think like 20,000 times. And what we ended up with, the Eagles wins, chances of making the playoffs, chances of winning the division, chance of winning the Super Bowl. We will give you all those numbers next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.